Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, and now joined by Saints Offensive Line Assistant Coach, and of course played for 11 years and going into the Ring of Honor on Sunday, Jari Evans. And Mickey, you know, it's the floor is yours, but I mean, he's your employee, so I know it's tough, but what would you like to ask Jari after a very, very significant win on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, I think we know about Jari's journey, right? From a smaller college, kind of being overlooked, coming out of high school and becoming a top five player at Bloomsburg and then getting drafted. And look, that credit goes to our area scouts and Doug Marrone and some of the people that really believed in Jari right from day one, more so than anyone else. And then obviously a credit to Jari, who comes in and was never too big for him. He took that starting job pretty early in his career, that first year and just ran with it. My question probably would be, look, Jari, I get sometimes you have to sit back and think, man, I'm in the Ring of Honor. I'm going to have my name up on a stadium not for eternity, because I don't think the stadium will last for eternity, but for a long time.
What's that feel like?
Yeah, those are the exact feelings. It feels like the most elite group to wear the Fleur de Lis on the helmet, which it is, and that's an awesome feeling. I just think about, my children didn't see me play, but they'll see Dad's name up there on the Ring of Honor. I'll substitute that out any day. So that's awesome. I'm excited for it. I'm grateful, for the organization, Mrs. Benson, you, Mickey, and all my coaches, my teammates, the fans, the Who Dat Nation fans. It's awesome. And the biggest thing that makes it even better is how much we were able to win and able to win a championship, because that's very rare as well.
Yeah, that feeling of winning a game like Sunday, despite the way the season's gone so far, it doesn't change that level of satisfaction, that excitement. Obviously, you want to win every game, but we also know how hard that is, and there wouldn't be the euphoria of winning if there wasn't the despair of losing, right?
Right.
We don't want to
exactly.
experience the despair of losing very often, but you can't have one without the other.
So, Jari, I'm curious. When we were in Irvine, and every day, it was Mickey and the coaching staff and yourself, it was offensive line, questions, right? Offensive line. And then battling through the injuries that you did, which is enormously tough, coming out on the other side, and we'll see what happens with Eric McCoy this week, but with getting these people back, I guess just initially your assessment, because I would assume you had a rookie at left tackle, right tackle that was kind of playing out of position, not really sure who the left guard was going to be. Your assessment of how they've come through and come out on the other side of the injury tunnel.
Yeah, I think the guys handle it very well. We have a we have an awesome room. I tell you that, we have an awesome room, and that's the first step. Because if the room as a whole isn't good, when you have these, these things, this adversity that hits, especially just with our group alone, being on our fourth center and things of that nature, it, the team would notice that. And we all know that, this game really starts up. It starts up front with the guys, So for one, we had good leadership. We have a good room. Eric is awesome. Even though he was hurt, he's in the meetings. He's very in tune with the guys. And the one thing that I love about the group that we did when I played here is we help each other. We don't shy away. We didn't shy away from helping guys be a better player because they're playing and we're not playing and we want to play. And you get that in some rooms where, it's like, oh, well, I'm helping the guy play my position, but I'm trying to play. So we don't have those type of guys in our room, and the guys want to be better and they want to have success. And also, man, those guys got a great back behind them in Alvin Kamara. And when you got that, there ain't no, you can't slouch. There's no slacking, there's no slouching. And you want to be the best player could be for that guy because of his skill set and his talent. And the guys just focused in and dialed in, and they bought into the scheme and what the coaches were teaching, what we're teaching these guys. And I think the best part about it is when we first got all together in OTAs and we're teaching the scheme and teaching everything, these guys really bought in and they had fun doing it. So when we start having success on the field and seeing it work, these guys were all, and when guys went down, the next guy stepped up, same mentality, all in. So it's, we're coming out of it now, like you said, and I'm looking forward to watching these guys continuing to go out there and play well.
So that brings to mind a question for me, Jari. Look, you're a Hall of Fame caliber player, played a long time. You stepped away from the game for a few years, and then you come back to it as a coach. And just from your perspective, what the guys that we get today coming out of college, what's different as opposed to the, when you first came in the league and the player today?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot more distractions off the field for these guys, a lot of things that they're dealing with. And then also, I think that a lot of they're not a lot to do with the schemes and the players and how fast the game is. Obviously, the structures are changing with practice schedules and things of that nature. But I think guys are even more are not coming in to be adjusted to how much we pass in the NFL versus to college. I think that that's one of the biggest things is just the pass protection and running. Everybody's not built to throw the ball 30, 40 times a game up front. So I think that is one of the toughest things that I see with young offensive linemen is pass protection, drop back passing, 30 times, 40 times a game.
You excited about Sunday?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm always excited about game day, especially because the dome looks a lot better than when I played. I mean, they got the pillars coming out, the smoke coming out, the LED screens. It's awesome what how each year the organization has done something great to the facility, to the Superdome, and it's amazing. The energy is amazing, and the guys are getting better. They're working hard and looking forward to going out there and getting another W.
The only question I have last for you, and we'll let you go, and then you got stuff to take care of, is that there was so much change last week by Coach Rizzi. Does it feel like it's going to be a little more, kind of game focused? There was so much last week, and he's got that huge win, but do you feel like it'll be a little less of that this week?
No, I think it's going to be, the same. I think it's going to be a lot of energy. I think we're going to move fast. We're going to, practice fast. We're going to play fast. The guys are going to be energetic, and we're going to go out there and play and play to win each down. And I think that's what you saw last week. Not saying that the guys weren't doing that before, but you did see a little spark of energy out of the guys, and it started during the week. So, that's our same approach. And the main thing is just to get 100% on each play. And then when that play is over, repeat it on the next play. and continue to repeat it. And at the end of the day, you know, just add up all our wins.
Love it.
Well, thank you, Jari. Number one, man, congratulations on the Ring of Honor. It's well-deserved. You're up there with a lot of great names. And man, you earned every bit of it.
Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Jari. Only Jari, when I ask, are you excited about Sunday? I meant about the Ring of Honor. He's talking about the game in Cleveland. So that's the way you ought to be. Be focused.
I'm excited about the Ring of Honor for sure.
that's the offensive line mentality, right? Team first.
Yep.
My thanks to Mickey Loomis. He'll have to leave us now to get back to the task at hand, beating 2-7 Cleveland on Sunday. Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have more with Jari Evans, the former fourth-round pick going into the Ring of Honor on Sunday. The Saints Hour continues here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Saints Hour. Mike Haas, as we continue our conversation with Saints offensive line assistant coach Jari Evans. And let's go back a little bit. I know we've talked, it's such a big day for you coming up on Sunday as you get into the Ring of Honor. But I kind of want to start backwards, right? July 31st, Irvine, when you got the news, and it was cool because it was in front of your peers and your players and your coaches. And I think enough time's passed. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was. I was really surprised. That wasn't on my radar that day. I was more so thinking about the plays, practice, you know, individual drill with the old line. So it caught me off guard. It caught me by surprise, and it was a bit emotional at first, and then I had to get it together because they wanted me to say something.
I looked at it this morning just to kind of refresh my memory because we were there, but not in the room. And, you know, I love when the big guys get emotional, right? So I've kind of felt you were like clapping, kind of getting you were kind of getting yourself back together, right? Because
I was.
You know what I mean? The clap kind of helped you get it back together, but you turned it right into win each day. Add each day up, win each down, add each down up, win the drive, add the drives up. At the end of the day, let's go win the division. I mean, you turned it typically, not surprisingly, nothing about you. It became about a message to the team.
Yeah, you know, it's I just remember as a player, coach is always, you know, it's very important who you put in front of the team and the message that they deliver. So I always remembered that. And I, you know, of course, we played a big team game, and you know, some of those guys watched me play. Guys know what kind of player I was, but you know, I immediately got into coach mode, and I wanted to deliver a message to inspire those guys to be the best player they can be. And that's something that I, you know, told myself when I was on the field is, you know, win the down, add those downs up, win the drive. You had those drives up, you win the day, and ultimately you win a division.
Played 11 years for the Saints, did play that one final year for Green Bay. We count it from NFL purposes, but from a Saints standpoint, because the numbers are astonishing to me when you think about what everybody is going through. Out of 176 possible games, you missed two games in 2013 and five in 2015. So you started 169 out of 176 out of a possible during your time here. You know the game. You know what they're going through now. That those numbers must be significant even to you.
I'm very proud of those numbers. I missed seven games with the Saints, and I only missed two with Green Bay. I didn't play the last two games of that season. I had a knee issue. The most streak in the road games I missed was like three because I had surgery, but I made it back quickly and to get back with the guys. So I'm very proud of not being, being available. You hear a lot, the best ability is availability, and I was able to stay healthy.
That stretch for you that started in 09, AP first team, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, your AP second team, Pro Bowl all those years, and then Pro Bowl in 14. And those were, and people don't probably, you have to go back and look, at least to me, they think about the 09 and the 11 and the 13 teams as being those kind of standouts. Those years, this football team ran the ball better than it threw the ball, right? And probably people wouldn't know that or wouldn't think that, right? But that's when you guys were playing good, you were running the football.
Yeah, man, I played on some great units with some great guys, and you look at AK, who just broke Mark's record. Mark was the back a lot of those years and stacked up a lot of those numbers. And the one thing I do think the organization has done and continues to do is shows the value of the guys up front. We protected Drew well, and we were able to put up a lot of records on the ground and in the air. And it was a lot of fun.
I was looking. So in your 11 years, the Saints led the NFL in total offense six times. So, man, that's just boom, right? Total offense. But in those 11 years, you allowed 274 sacks. That was the lowest amount in the NFL over that period. Which of those stats means more to you?
Run versus the pass. I would say the sacks. As an O lineman, you always kind of, you pride yourself on running the ball. That's a pride thing. You pride yourself on running the ball, getting downfield, getting to the second level, getting the linebackers, getting your running backs to the safeties. That's a given for us. We want to play, big and nasty and strong, but to also not just be dominant in the run game, but also be dominant in protecting the quarterback to allow those guys to allow them to drive the ball downfield, those guys to make play downfield. You really feel the energy of the dome and the stadium and the fans when you get those big plays through the air. So, those plays, drove us too to be successful, and the type of players that we had and Drew Brees and his skill set and his talent. We wanted to be dominant in both, not just the ground, but in protecting the quarterback as well.
And Coach Allen said this when he was in Irvine, and just that this is a different level we're talking about, Ring of Honor. I mean, Tom Benson, Archie Manning, Will Smith, Morton Anderson, Ricky Jackson, Sam Mills, Willie Roast, you become just the second offensive lineman. But as we sit here on Tuesday, you don't have a whole lot of knowledge of how it's going to go on Sunday. In the end, your name's going up with some impressive people.
Yeah, man, it's elite. It really is elite. The more I think about it, it's elite. And thanks to, Benson's family, Mrs. Benson, Mickey, the fans, you just think about all the memories in the dome and the fans getting loud and the wins we were able to put up and just how, elated and how much energy we brought to the city just with our play. And to cap it all off, we were able to win the Super Bowl. So it's just, you get all those feelings, those emotions, they start rushing back, and you just remember all the good times and the environments that we've been in with teammates and players and fans and the organization. It was a fun time, and we're looking forward to getting that going again. We won last week, so we got to get another W this week.
We are talking with former Saints offensive lineman and now assistant offensive line coach Jari Evans, who will go into the Ring of Honor Sunday with the Cleveland Browns coming. And I sit with Deuce, so much. And we came after Zach, who's a super good guy. And Deuce gets asked all the time, man, why don't you be a coach? Why don't you be a coach? And I know the former players who get asked that go, dude, I've seen the job, man. I know what the job is. And it's a heck ton of work. But you were an intern in 2022 and then last year and then this year. did you know what you knew what you were getting into? I know that answer, but how's it been?
Yeah.
What's the progression been like?
It's been awesome. You know, throughout my career, I did football clinics. I've done camps. I've had young men that have come up through my camps that wind up making it to the NFL. So, you know, throughout my career, I was doing teaching clinics with offensive line. And even when I retired, I have a 24-hour gym back in Philly that I've owned for 13 plus years. It's been a company for 20 plus years. So I was training guys and working with guys. But, you know, it is a grind. The coaching grind is a grind. The good thing about it is I know football pretty well. And I know technique, and I'm able to sharpen these guys' tools and add tools to their toolbox. And then O-line is very unique because you got guys from all different body types, all different sizes that have different skill sets that move differently. And I enjoy working with those guys. And I enjoy showing them things that made me successful, and also showing them things that I've learned from my teammates over the years that made us successful and made them successful as far as tackles and centers and things of that nature. And there's about, shoot, I mean, there's a lot of us who are coaching now. I mean, Dwayne Leftford actually coaches for the Atlanta Falcons, played with him earlier in my career. You got Jonathan Goodwin, you got Zach Strieve. So, you know, there's a lot of guys coaching that I play with up front. And I think it just shows of how good of a units we've had over the years that we have a lot of linemen coaching.
You talked about the 09 team, and I ask everybody whenever I get a chance to interview people from the 06 team, because it was such a unique draft class and a unique time post-Katrina this is just me, and I was just a fan sitting up in section, you know, 316, that 06 season, even though it wasn't a Super Bowl, it could have meant as much, and I feel like it did mean as much to this region and this city as the 09 team, and that's a crazy thing to say.
I don't think you're far off with that. You know, that kind of really started this whole winning train going, you know, and you know, we were one game away from the Super Bowl, winning the NFC Championship, and me coming from Bloomsburg, where I had, you know, I didn't even lose 5 games at Bloomsburg in 4 years. You know, I was expecting this to be always to happen, and then you know, always happening, being in the playoffs and all that. So I think 06 definitely, you know, spark things off, and we had success. Everybody was just coming together, just coming to the region. We had a lot of rookies that draft class, everybody pretty much played. And then we had 2 down years, and we were able to get back to winning. So, but I think that 06, just the mindset, the foundation of the players that were there and continued to stay, I think definitely sparked it all off.
Even with the success you had at Bloomsburg, you know, you had Marcus Colson from all Hofstra. I mean, you had some, you know, some guys from smaller schools. Did you feel that you're not at Oklahoma or LA, you know, you're not at a big school, that it would be harder, or did you always know that you were kind of going to get your opportunity?
Yeah. So for me, I was always a big guy, so I knew I had the size. And then coming out of Division II, I did play in a D1 All-Star game. So I got to go up against guys from Michigan, guys from all these D1 schools that were, you know, the University of Miami, you know, guys that were going to either the Senior Bowl or the East-West Shrine Bowl. So, you know, that gave me some confidence. And then I got in training camp and just went to work. Just went to work like I've always did. And the more confident I got, the more blocks I won. And the more blocks I won, the more confident I got. And just, I had a good teacher, good coach, and, you know, just kept rocking on from there. So I was always a confident player. I believed in my abilities. And before I went Division II, you know, I did have a lot of D1 offers. I just was hurt. So I didn't, everybody wanted me to walk on. So I took the 4-year scholarship. So I knew that I was a good player, and I got an opportunity, and I wanted to make sure that I, you know, didn't miss out on that opportunity, put my best foot forward. And that's what I always did.
Yes, Jari Evans always seems to put and continues to put his best foot forward. Thanks so much to him. And we can't wait to see his name in lights at the top of Caesars Superdome on Sunday and join a very impressive crowd already there.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.